Eli very different styles of quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was just saying earlier that I don't really like to compare quarterbacks. I kind of just take them individually. So I don't really have, you know, any answers as far as, you know, what they do alike and what they do different. I mean, they're two different receivers just as much as, you know, Roethlisberger is to Flacco. You know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, I kind of take them individually. I think they both possess, you know, their different challenges. You know, in Cruz, you know, he's quicker. He bursts out of his breaks a little bit better. So it's one thing you got to focus on. And then obviously with Nick's, you know, he's bigger. Obviously, you know, he can go up and get the ball, and he has great hands, catch the ball wherever it's at. So it's just different. You have to have, you know, you have to realize who you're on and, you know, plan accordingly.
So if you look at these guys on tape, Peyton and Eli, you wouldn't know they're brothers?
Well, I would know they're brothers because I know that they're brothers. but, I mean, I never really got into comparing them, you know, not only just them, but just quarterbacks in general. You know, I kind of just, you know, go week to week, to be quite honest.
You talk about the receivers. They have a running back you kind of have to watch out for, too. I mean, they use that guy he's pretty versatile, right?
Yeah, they you know, they get him in space. I mean, he runs really hard, you know, to begin with. You know, and, you know, when defenses see that, you definitely have to, you know, focus in on that. So, like I said, he runs hard. You know, he cuts really well. He does a jump cut better than, you know, a lot of people in the league. And he has that burst. And you could tell that, you know, when he's running, you know, he's really fighting for those extra yards and he wants to make people miss. So it's definitely a challenge. I mean, every week we start off, you know, we want to stop the run. So that's really where it begins.
Any advantage having a guy like Terrence in the room who's faced him a whole lot?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we haven't played him. I mean, we played him maybe 08, I think it was.
Yeah.
So just having him in the meeting rooms, you know, this morning and even going into later in the week, you know, he knows a lot more about them than I do, obviously. And, you know, he's given some, you know, stuff, some stories that he had from when he played him, maybe some tips and stuff like that. So that'll definitely be beneficial.
How do you feel like you guys are playing?
We're playing okay. You know, we still, you know, there's plays, certain plays in the game that we don't make that, you know, need to be made, to be quite honest. And, you know, they're not being made. So, and it hurts our, you know, our chances of winning the game. And part of the reason why we're in this four-game skid we have right now.
It seemed like you guys were contesting a lot of the throws, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it really doesn't mean much. I mean, it does. You know, obviously, you were in position to make it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's completion or first down or, you know, whatever.